Kanoe Journal, the leading Bionicle e-magazine. Check it out at the end of the episode and, year one! And now, a word from LJ.
LAMBY!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, that was interesting with a lot of background noise.
Yep.
Ah, well, yeah. We made it.
I didn't hear any background noise.
At the very end.
Oh.
Yeah. It came from the newbie there.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, newbie. How's really.
Whoever's making that, just shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, you shut up. You don't tell him to shut up. I tell you to shut up, so shut up.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up.
No, you.
No, Tom, you shut up.
Everyone shut up. Shut up.
Why don't you all shut up?
Can we be friends?
Yes.
I swear to God, my power may go out just like last episode.
Great, that's perfect.
It's raining for me too.
Yeah, it's thundering out, or it was thundering outside a minute ago.
If it happens, do not end it without me like you did last time.
Yeah, we're gonna go on without
you. You always lose your power, Mezzo.
LOL. Yeah, and this is I'm Messenek.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm Smuff and Nudpucker, also known as Samiki.
Sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah. I'm Salu. I'm new here.
And this is TTV episode. I think we've got a grasp on what episode it is. Is this like episode 14?
I have no clue.
I guess
when we were like episode 20 a minute ago, but whatever.
Square root of 2. Let's call it that.
There's worldwide storms going on. I'm scared, guys. Kind of like when we were playing Area 53.
Oh, you're such a wuss, Vardaran.
54, yeah. Hey, shut up.
Nah, Vard's just scared of really big spiders.
Yeah, arachnophobia. And LJ, at least I'm not scared of the little ones, LJ.
Shut up.
Oh, I kill those all the time. They're always around the house.
Yeah, well, we have black widows, so.
Oh, nice.
Yo.
So do I do. So, they're outside.
Is that long? Yeah.
I once used an entire can of Raid on one of those things.
I once kept a pet Black Widow.
A pet Black Widow.
Yeah.
You must be completely screwed up in the head.
How did that work?
Just let him and kill your family.
It worked out real well until it laid an egg sack.
I figured.
Yeah, we were feeding it.
Well, this discussion is interesting. Let's move on to the news.
I once crushed a spider, and then, like, a bunch of egg sacs, like, it popped open, and a bunch of little baby spiders came out, and it was very scary.
That's cool.
Fail.
Nice for Germany. In the news this week, we have... Set Review 8075 Neptune Carrier, Samad's Tale Chapter 5, Star Wars Celebration Recap, Second Wave of Collectible Minifigures Found, Forum Slowness, A Temporary Fix, Tequila Final, Hero Factory Podcast Number 5, We're Number 1, Forum Status Update, Brick Fair Safari, and Hero Factory Art Contest. And that's the news and the weather and such.
And such, like always.
And people who keep spiders as pets. But we'll move on.
And when spiders multiply.
News, but very few interesting news.
Brick Fair Safari was awesome.
Hey, well, the big news that isn't listed up there, Hero Factory was on TV yesterday.
And
tell them your story real quick.
Ah, yes, the story of Silver the Great.
Started from the beginning with no interruptions, people.
From the very beginning? Like, really?
Story of my life.
Okay, then. Well, everyone knows about the BBC contest. Well, LEGO decided to host a contest on BBC 53. I always forget the number. I think it's 53. Anyway. And what they wanted was for people to build a robot, giant robot. There were some specifications, like it had to be
like two giant tubes.
Yeah, it had to have like turbines and stuff in the back or whatever. And I decided to enter. It was my very first contest entering. And my very first contest entering it. I just so happened to win. Lucky for me. And of course, since it was Lego's contest, prizes were way better than normal BBC contests. And I got, during that time, like, it was just rumored that there might be a Titan Matanui. And Lego was so generous to give me the Titan Matanui prototype version before anyone really knew about it.
Is there a difference between the prototype and the regular one?
Not really. I think there's like a few pieces that are colored a bit different, but that's about it.
That's lame.
Prototype pieces.
Yeah, but it's still cool. I had it before everyone got the big news up and got proto yay for sauce like that.
And the only good thing about Titan was its mask.
Yeah, I liked it though. Of course, that wasn't even half of it, because you know, like about half a year later, Binkmeister sent me a PM saying, "Hey, Var, remember we told you not to take apart your winning model for BBC 53? And I said, no. And he was like, "Well, I hope you didn't take it apart, because we need you to take some high-res pictures." And, of course, I took it apart. Had to rebuild it all, which was fun. But I didn't have a high-res camera, so Bing offered me the option to send it over to Lego. So I did that. Then Bink said something else that was very interesting indeed. He said, "Lego is willing to buy the model from you."
What?
And a few hours of recovering from my shock, You're
talking with us.
Yeah, I'm talking with them.
I remember that. You weren't really shocked. You just said, "Hey guys, what seems like a good price?"
Yeah, because Bink said that I could name the price, which was like extremely awesome and such.
Well, you should have gone for like $2,000.
Nah. Yeah.
I'll sell you your own Lego company.
Yeah. But anyway, so I talked to these peeps over here, right there. LJ, Var, and I mean, wow. LJ, so. LJ, me.
And me.
And me. But yeah, I talked to them and a few other people. We were deciding what price we should do, and we were like, $500, go for $500. So I did, and they sent out a check, and it was in, you know, European time, and I couldn't use it, so it was false, and I never got my money. But we're working that out at the moment. But anyway, so when I sent the model, I looked up the address that I was sending it to, and apparently it was going to a place called Threshold Studios. This is known for making the Mortal Kombat movies.
But
it's also known for having a sub company called Tinseltown Studios.
OMG, yeah. I never knew that.
Dude, does that mean your model ended up on the Hero Factory?
Yes, indeed.
It did.
Wow.
If you saw the episode, you would have seen a big giant robot fighting Preston Stormer and Von Ness.
You have a pick or something?
Nah,
Pixar didn't happen.
I'm trying to get
pics. No one has a picture.
I sent Bing a PM seeing if he can confirm it, but I went to the Hero Factory topic and asked the people who had seen the episode if it looked anything like the picture I just posted, which was of the model I made. And everyone was like, "Yep, that's it.
That's the story of Vardaran's life."
They didn't even send you money. It'd be like copyright. Sue them for using it.
No, I wrote like a written document. They're saying that they could use it. So yeah, that's how cool Lego is.
Yep.
Let's talk about some of the boring news.
Back to boring stuff.
Boring.
Fair Safari was not boring. It was hilarious.
I don't read any of that. So I don't know.
By the way,
including bad British accent.
Shut up, move on.
No, I was talking
bad about British accent.
Sorry, now.
That's me.
British accent was interesting.
What?
Listen, right. Samad's Tale. Chapter 5, epic win. kind of interesting, and I'm gonna give you one quote, but I cannot really say it because you guys need to check it out for yourself. I'm pretty sure I couldn't say anything.
If you can, but whatever.
But I don't want to spoil it for them.
Already
you
read
it. For yourself, never mind. Here it is. Is he a snake who dreams he is Nagori, or Nagori who dreams he is a snake?
What?
What?
That even makes sense.
I do not get it.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is.
I just read it, and over
the next one. Menace is Nagori again!
Or is he?
Spoiler. Yeah, or is he? Dun dun dun! Anywho.
Alright, so, because there is no more interesting news...
There are two other interesting things. The Nikila final poll, go vote, please.
Which I don't care about.
Yeah, which people don't really care about unless they're part of it.
Yeah.
Vote for the set like ones.
Vote for number one.
Because number one is number one.
Lego's number one. Because,
my mock is in their show. Tee-hee.
I'm gonna hurt you. Did you ever take that thing apart, by the way?
Yeah, I said I took it apart and I had to rebuild it all.
Oh,
exactly set like, and I had to use it all from memory, too.
No. I mean, did you take it apart after you rebuilt it?
No, because I sent it to them, you dummy.
Wow, you washed it to Lego. I would never send an MOC into Lego and let them keep it unless they wanted to duplicate it and send it back to me.
I don't really care.
Because that's something precious to me.
Don't they duplicate and sold
plastic
it?
Plastic precious to you. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same with LJ.
Hey.
Who cares about girls when you have plastic? Teehee.
Oh, dear.
Hey, well, what else is there to talk about, Eldra?
Oh!
There were two things.
The weather? Question mark?
Hero Factory podcast.
Didn't listen to it. Not yet.
Refused to listen to it.
I have yet to listen to it yet.
They never returned my calls.
We are pleased that you made it through the final challenge where we pretended we were going to murder you.
Dang it! Hero Factory! Quick! You need to get over here! My house is being lifted up by this giant 40 million foot skull robot! You gotta get over here quick!
Dance, dance, revolution.
What?
Meso, there isn't really anything on the news, is there?
There's not anything at all.
The news is very boring this week. We pretty much just covered...
As far as MOC was the spotlight.
Yeah, we pretty much just got through everything. And
BZ Power was down for a whole week. And how they took forever to fix it.
Well, BZ Power wasn't really down. It was just incredibly slow.
Yeah.
Which technically means it was down.
Well, you want to be a technical.
So, guys, how's the weather?
It's good and such.
Horrible.
It's actually fairly fair here.
It's muggy.
What'd you realize, Alter?
It was raining here, but it wasn't down the street.
What did you realize, Alter?
We need to do a segment which we haven't done in a while.
What the heck with the dude of dudes?
What's the point of like saying we're gonna do the segment because we're gonna transition to there eventually?
So it's dramatics bar.
Whatever.
God.
Dramatics.
Huge dramatic music.
Actually, I don't have.
Failure on LJ.
Wait
to be prepared, guys.
I refuse to improvise to make music.
Someone never sent it to me.
LJ, I think you have the music. You just don't know which one is the music.
There we have music for
because you played it before.
It's in the bottom place of a
but
folder.
For some reason, all of a sudden, all my music for the segments was gone, and so I had to get it back. Mesa and I only got back the most important ones, and well, I lost what the heck.
Well, I refused to substitute with Sumiki music, so let me go find it.
Or I could just edit it in.
Or what?
Yeah.
That seems like the simplest, easiest part instead of wasting time to go find it.
How's about the Pohatu versus... Wait.
No, thank you.
Please.
I love my theme song. Whoever's playing fur, at least stop it. Thanks.
Yeah, Sumiki.
Shut up, Sumiki.
So, the news. I mean, hot topics.
What?
I mean,
there are no new hot topics.
There aren't any hot topics. I thought we just established we were about to do what the heck.
You're not gonna do it again.
You people are brain wussies.
All just such a dumb. He's dumb.
Silence.
Has fallen.
Moment of silence.
It's golden.
Look, guys, how's the week been?
You know what? Let's just let Var edit it in.
Mike, really? Just go ahead.
Okay. Welcome to What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes. How long's it been? People's
been like forever. I know you haven't done it since July.
July. I haven't done it since like April.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, the most I can remember is July.
Okay.
Really sad.
So, I guess I'm helping you out in this.
Yep, because we can both talk about it.
This is What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes and the Dude of Foods.
I miss it when Meso had his like little voice and he was just like, "Welcome guys to What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes."
I don't miss that at all.
Mesovac. Synox B1 for the win.
and we had to stop ourselves from laughing.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, everyone mute the mic so that me and Meso can rant.
Yeah. Today we will be talking about Graphic Novel 8.
Yes, and for those who don't have it, or if there's still a spoiler policy, that
buy it or go die, we will find you.
Yeah, spoilers, maybe, just a precaution. Spoilers!
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert.
Okay. I think we're good. If you have it or you just want it spoiled, then
no one cares about spoilers. Let's get on with it.
Okay, so Mickey, mute the mic.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, people probably know it's a graphic novel that has 3 comics, right? Well, 2 of the comics are good. One's a Stort Sager, not so much.
Stort Sager!
Exactly. I no offense to the dude, but I hate his art with a passion.
Hang on. I'd just like to say, Stort Sager, he semi pulled it off with 2006, 2007, even though he was the worst of all the artists. But with the third graphic novel comic, All Our Sins Remembered, I'm sorry, dude, you just stooped to a new low. What do you guys think?
We need you to save the universe. If you can do so by going to Kanoe Journal. And if you don't care about the universe, visit Kanoe Journal anyway.
Awkward silence.
It worked back in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Except that wasn't a silence, though. Because I was talking.
You weren't talking for like a minute.
Okay,
so fine, then be that way.
Okay, personally, I think the only good thing that Stort Sager drew was Spheris Magna.
Yeah.
The worst
for example, his Matanui robot. Let's find a picture for those who don't know.
Got a picture. Go to Biosector 01.
And it should be put in the enhanced podcast that we never use.
Yes. Go. Yeah, you'll find a picture in BSO1. By the way, listen to their podcast. Shameless advertising. And seriously.
That's what he thinks of the Matanui robot. I can understand not being in.
Meso, you cut out.
Being uninformed, but
this is just
it's not rocket science.
Dude, you are cutting out.
Not before, so it must be you. Because my connection's full.
Instead of pointing out that he's cutting out, just kind of roll with it.
Alright. But seriously, this thing, it's like a silver movie edition of Matanui, the canister set. It's
all over the place.
Yeah. And then with him taking off, he's like, he's right next to Spheris Magna, but it's not like
action pose. Proportions are off. Everything's off. What the heck?
This is Matsui canister set. The proportions were off anyway.
Good point, but seriously, what the heck?
With the dude it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Oh, look,
that's
Sumiki apparently thinks it's fail.
I think it's 50-50.
I think it's very fail.
Okay.
I think it has quite good artistic preference, and just look at those textures.
Stort
artistically, this piece would be worth over $1 million.
I like everything about
Picasso's
it.
Picasso's millions of dollars. This certainly could.
Exactly.
Go back to being mute. It was better that way.
Shut up.
Oh, it wasn't. It was boring that way.
This episode of TTV, people say, tell other people to shut up.
Shut up!
Okay.
This is gonna be the title of the
episode. There's one other thing we need to do what the heck about in this comic.
There's so many things we need to do what the heck about in this comic.
Good point.
In this comic?
Yeah,
the most
in this
important
comic.
Is... Watson's,
remember.
Oh, wait. I mean episode. Darn it.
I thought we were still talking about the comic, lol.
No, we transmuted ourselves into paint in 2D.
I wasn't. How did that happen?
What?
We're crazy people. So, yeah. This was pretty stupid, but this has been What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes and also LJ, who's just there.
The Dude of Foods, please!
Be quiet.
What the heck with the Dude of Foods? Om nom nom.
Nom 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 nom.
Let's not be necessary.
Bobby Flay, the Dude of Foods.
On that note, let's move on to our next segment, the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Wait, what about Hot Topics?
We're not doing Hot Topics, you're exactly the same as last week.
So, Comic Maker Spotlight, go!
Powers activate.
I think it's time for a little pixelated madness. What do you guys think?
No, thank you.
Okay, let's get the show on the road. The Comic Maker, fourth week. Just so happens to be my good friend and fellow comic maker, Maprox, Toa of Bread.
Maprox.
Toa of Bread.
Let's talk about the member a little bit.
Toa of Bread.
He joined on the 29th of September in 08. He racked up 616 posts in that time, and he lives in a cave in Norway. We know about him now! Currently, he's being a modeler. He textures and rig. He textures the models, and James.
And rigs.
Okay, and rigs. And he is the only, currently the only 3D comic maker. Speaking of.
That's good for him, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
One guy. Never mind. Okay, so the comics. Let's go to his recent comic. New comic.
Okay.
On to the comics. First of all I can say is, whoa.
Whoa,
it's,
bro.
Well, it's cool. In this one comic, he has grass, and the grass looks amazing. The backgrounds are moving.
It does.
The Torin model is interesting. From a unbiased standpoint, as in, let's say I haven't seen these before. I haven't seen these models before. And they look kind of odd, kind of skinny, and the bodies look too big, and the proportions are fine, but that the arms are too skinny, and the body's too big for the arms. The heads look great, though, the masks and the textures, except for the textures, they need a little bit more texturing, unless it's up close, fine. Rakshi is kind of odd as well, but that was explained to me, that was on purpose.
Oh yeah, I remember the Rakshi.
Good times, the Rakshi.
Let's move on to the next short guest starring Takua, of course. Of course, it's the kind of Takua from PNG.
Yes.
So, in this comic, it's inside. Again, the backgrounds look amazing. The Takua model looks spectacular, of course. He also uses what seems to be a blur, motion blur. The Takua model is a model from BNP that they're going to be using, so you might want to check it out. Let's see, comedy. In this comic, Maprox talks to Takua, then he talks to one of his characters, and so the character says, "Don't you think it's a bad idea to take people out of their universes like this? What do you mean? I just think that it could be stuff that's supposed to happen, not happen. Could be bad for the multiverse balance or something. It can't have that much of an effect. I checked a few of the universes with him in the same timeline, and he dies in most of them. I even used the Elysee on him a few times. He died in every single vision.
LJ, please, I hate to interrupt you, but we need a link to these comics.
You go to the Skype chat.
Like, check out Skype. Like,
yeah,
really.
I know.
But, why, but, okay, well, we're gonna have to link it somehow. You're a horrible person, you know that. Why? He's from an alternate universe. They live for the sole person of having a bad life and then dying. I'm going to go upstairs and reconsider every talking email.
Oh, look, Fandix's mask.
As you can tell, if you could tell at all, the comedy is really good. So, yeah, it's a shame, though. His comics very rarely get posts at all. So you really need to check this guy's comics out. They're really good. And they're unique in the fact that they're the only 3D comics. So yeah, Mafrox, only 3D comic maker. The Toa Bread's comics, The Comic Reborn. Check it out. That's the comic maker.
And we call him the God of Blender.
Yes, you do. But this is Comic Makers.
And now it's time for MOC's spotlight.
MOC? Is that MOC? Wait, is that an MOC theme song I hear?
I'm God, actually. All right, this week on MOCs, we have from Zaki, with an exclamation mark at the end of that, Zenatu, also known as Chronobot 2, Electric Boogaloo. And this is actually, this is a pretty stunning MOC. The first thing first, though, is that the quality of the pictures are kind of down. But other than that, just looking at the MOC, it's pretty cool. Well, I gather it's like a mech thing with, like, the Quran on it, whatever. And it reminds me of an MOC I tried to build once, but I ultimately failed at doing so and kind of scrapped it. But this one is almost like what I was trying to achieve, like, in building. He has two weapon arms for it, two, like, gun arms or whatever. And I think I like the one with the shield on it better. Yeah, it's very system-orientated. It's a giant fusion build. The chest is pretty unique with, like, the chains going across. Usually when people use chains, they just kind of dangle off the thing and they don't really add any effect to it. But here he actually uses that as like a bandolier thing or like extra armor. And the way the chains are put on, they're held securely and it works. The only thing I don't like is the mixture on the upper arms of the light and dark gray. It just kind of looks weird. I just put it as complete dark gray. But the problem with that is that you don't space out the color scheme a bit more. The legs are okay, it's nothing special, it's just Titan legs scaled down just a bit. The only thing I don't like near the ankles are those little size 2 axles. Those ones, like, poke out near the bottom, and I don't really like that. I mean, I guess I can see him using those as, like, bolts or something, but the jetpack on the back is pretty cool. I'm not sure exactly what pieces he's using, but I can kind of wager a guess. And so, yeah. I also find it interesting that the title of the topic is Xanatu, also known as Chronobot 2.0. At the end of describing his topic, he says, I hope you enjoyed the new and improved Chronobot 2.0, now known as Xanatu. And it is, another point is that it looks a lot like the Ramada Nui robot. So, yeah, that's MOC a spotlight for this week.
Yay.
Awesome sauce.
Unless we have time
and
for
now
another.
Now this is over.
We kind of skipped over what we were going to do, but we'll do that now.
Yay.
What were we going to do? Oh, yes.
Spheris Magna, yeah.
Spheris Magna News Network!
No, it's Spheris Magna News Network!
Bringing you the latest news since 2010.
Yay!
We're on the
spot. Bringing you the newest news since 2010, even though there is no news, because Bionicle ended in
2009,
D.
It ended
in 2010.
Never mind then.
Yeah, I will.
Well, that means there's no latest news.
You're a level Z.
I will shoot you.
Well, then, you're gonna have some tough time doing that.
Ha ha ha. Let people know what this is, guys.
He shoots you.
Spheris
Magnum News.
If people don't know what this is, they've probably been living on a rock, or they're too busy, like, posting in COT.
Actually,
and playing.
Well, half of the...
This is as publicized as we might think, guys. So
yeah, half of the BNGers that want to help don't even know what it is.
Because there isn't enough publicity.
Okay, so...
They don't really do much of a, but they could do a better job at making it better known as to what it actually is.
A little box in the right bottom right corner of the Kanohi Journal screen isn't nearly
Heck,
enough.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm not complaining.
Here, I'll explain it. Basically what it is, Spheris Magna News Network is, we got the Toa Nuva, Tomata, in this case, being news anchors on Spheris Magna. What the news is going to be, I don't know. But basically the anchors are the Tomata. The group, it's primarily an idea by Kanohi Novas, and then the animators, modelers, etc. will be BNG. And guess who's going to be the voice actors?
Who? I don't know.
Primarily, the voice actors will be us at TTV.
Except for me.
Because Tom's dumb like that.
Yep,
yeah,
even though
Tom
he has
better
the coolest voice for all of us.
Tom has better ideas for what to do with Spheris Magna other than a fake news anchor. So, like an MMO, which is totally what we need.
How would the Spheris Magna News Network be an MMO?
I have better ideas.
Oh, I see what you said. I thought you said you had better ideas for SMNN.
Oh, heck no.
You know, Smeaky, we'd have to vote on who you want to be. Basically, we're going to give you a short cast list, as in the only people we know who's going to voice characters.
Like, really?
Okay.
Bar is going to be the voice of Kopaka.
Yeah,
so you're gonna
apparently
look
that.
Because he's called like that.
Hey, shut up.
Why?
You should have seen this coming, but I'm going to be the voice of Liwa.
Yeah, if we didn't see that coming, then either we've got ran over.
Or stupid.
I'm going to be the voice of random extras.
Liwa Johnson is
random extras.
I will be the voice of Silence.
Mesa will be the voice of Puku, the crab.
Okay.
I'll be Click.
Oh my god, it's Click.
Hi, Click.
Click, why do you just pop in our episodes all the time? Go away, god. This bug repellent isn't working.
Use poison.
If I use poison, we'll all die and the bug will be there.
Then it'll be funny in a very ironic
way. He says he's a main character, so he can't die. Like Matanui.
Can you see I'm Matanui? Can you see I'm Matanui?
Hey.
Can you see I'm Matanui?
Main characters
Matanui.
Can't die. Say hello to Greg Farsi.
Formatoro.
They fail.
Ha. Well, now that we've talked about this, I honestly think it's time to end this episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, look forward to the Spheris Magna News Network. It's gonna rock.
Not really.
Rocksaurs, your socksaurs, and also your boxsaurs.
What else? Say?
I like my rocks.
Your mom's buying them, run.
That'll be cut out.
Yeah, definitely.
You're natural. Ray of Fires.
Well, BNG still has to do a countdown, which should have been done like a week ago.
What?
Yeah, I guess. So, I guess we're gonna wrap this up.
No, we're not.
Yeah, totally.
We're gonna put it in a box and ship it out to England. Not wrap it. Boxes are better than wrapping.
What?
I'll agree.
If we're gonna wrap this, I'm calling Vanilla Ice.
And this was I'm Messanac.
I may be Vardaran, but I'm not quite sure. I'm still kind of Daisy.
I'm always LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm somebody. Who am I?
I'm Sailor. Oh, I'm Salo.
Ooh, have
and this that was TTV episode whatever. I don't care.
And who really cares?
I care, thank you very much. So shut up!
Fucking cheese!
Kanohi.
Journal.
The.
Leading.
Bionicle.
E.
Magazine.
Go.
Check.
It.
Out.
Exclamation point.